doing all right out there? Is everybody okay? If I don't hear yelling every once in a while, I worry about people in Texas, because I know. We're going to do you a little story, too. And it's a story about a family living way up high in the California mountains. They were a very close and tight-knit family, and everybody in that family played an instrument, you see. And Mama played guitar. Uncle Jethro played the banjo. And Papa played the bass. And little sister played the fiddle. There was nothing else going on, I tell you, every eye in the room was fixated and captivated and completely immersed into the beauty of her fiddle playing. That's very important, the second part of the story, because on a night like tonight, it was a Saturday high in the hills of California, a young man, a lip player, was lost on a hike. Swinging and a swaying, and he walked over that way, and what did he see? But he looked through the window and his heart stopped cold right in his chest. Oh, he saw that little sister playing fiddle. Was the loveliest, most enchanting thing he'd ever beheld in his entire life. Yes, friends, he'd fallen in love deep and hard, fell right on his face in the California dirt. He knew from that moment his destiny stretched all the way before him. Clear as day, he had to join that family band. Yeah, he had to play some mandolin. He had to marry that fiddle player and have lots of musical talented children. Oh my goodness, this is his story, friend. It's called In These Parts. It's got some twists and turns. It'll come out okay in the end, and we really do hope you enjoy it. Thank you. A mandolin player could not find his way for quite some time. Thank you. it was long and stormy courtship. But a mandolin player found his way into that fiddle player's heart. And on the dish, she took my hand and led me up the hill. She said, I'll take you to our house, but there's two things still. See, first you gotta love me, fiddle family and all. Second, you'll take a walk with my pa.
Country years.